Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Marlon Humphrey met with the media at the start of training camp in Owings Mills.
Yeah, it was a good first day. I think it was a little bit shorter than the usual first day, but it was all by design. We wanted to get more high yardage without as much drag, and I think it worked really well. I think a lot of guys got really good work in, but and less volume. So it was a good first day.
What are your thoughts on Odell Beckham Jr.? A lot of questions because he's coming back from injury. What did you see out of him?
He looked good. He looked good for the day he was out at minicamp. And then I tried to connect with him down in, I think, Miami. He invited me down there. So I know he was training. I know he feels great. I was actually kind of watching his pre-practice routine. It was pretty long. So, I'm always trying to figure out different ways to get warmed up. So he's got a pretty good system he does. So I'm always trying to add to my routine. So looked good. I'm really excited for the OBJ era, so I think that combo can be really special.
It's early, but just your impressions of the offense from the other side and what you see in terms of tempo and so forth in the new scheme.
Yeah, it's really early to tell, but based off how I've talked with the guys, you know, asked them how do they like it, what's the differences between, you know, G-Row and this one, a lot of them seem to say it's a lot more simple. It's pretty, sometimes football can be complicated and sometimes it can be pretty simple. So from what the guys have said, it sounds like, I know we got the players, so sometimes simple might be the better, some game plans a little more complicated, but from what I've heard and what I've seen, it's looking pretty good.
So you there guarding Zay Flowers a few times. What makes him so dynamic, particularly that he is a young player and just
a he's a young player, but you know, a lot of times you get in front of a younger guy, they're not as polished. Usually a lot of just kind of raw talent. There's a lot that, you know, they might have to work on, different things. As I've gotten older in the league, you guard more and more rookies. But he's pretty polished. He definitely has that South Florida route running, breaking, cutting, that Amari Cooper, Calvin Ridley, Jerry Jeudy. He has that X factor that a lot of those South Florida guys have. So, you know, we had one of those guys in Hollywood and, you know, add Zay. I think the sky's the limit for our receiving core.
Can you tell us what you saw from the guys like Rob and Kyle to kind of get back and the ball's thrown their way, kind of
Man, I've loved Rock since he's got here, along with Kyle. I'm really excited to see Kyle in a bigger role this year as far as, you know, starting safety. You know, obviously he played some nickel game plan. I'm sure he's a guy that can play anywhere, but for now we got him predominantly as safety. So, but we're really excited to see him go there. And then Rock, we talk all the time about, you know, different things. He's trying to take stuff from my game. I'm trying to take stuff from his. So I really like the group of corners we have. I'm excited for, you know, to see how many corners we can have. You know, being in this league for so long, you can never have too many good corners. So I know we just signed Arthur today. You can never have too many good corners, and Rock adds to that room really well. Yeah, the coaches were – they asked me today, was there 91 guys better than me? We'll see. But it's a – you know, any sort of ranking that players put out, it's always an honor. You know, I don't really take – I don't take any recognition lightly when it comes to peers, recognition. It's a cool thing. It sucks when you're not on it. I do know that. But being high, it's cool. But that's about it.
Marlon, really strong season. Is there anything that you're working on in particular in your game during training camp?
For me, it's the good thing about having really good wide receivers is a lot of different releases, a lot of different speeds, a lot of different guys' tempos. For me, I want to get back to winning and press man. Winning in the first 5 yards, should I say, I think. I think I can stop with anybody. I think I can run with anybody. But I want to make my job a lot easier at the line of scrimmage. So, you know, trying to get in front of Zay, you know, Odell, Bateman, Prochet, Duvernay, trying to get in front of these guys and try to get hands on them. I really want to try to make these guys better, but also making myself better as well. So I think the more competitive battles we can have at the line of scrimmage. I want the hardest corner any of our wide receivers to see is me, Rock, and the guys we got at corner. So that's the biggest thing. I'm trying to lead that room and everybody follow up. And there's not a big gap from the best guy to the worst guy. We want to have that gap as small as possible. And I think if we can do that, we'll be very successful. Yeah, Slay, which should have been a Raven, which still disappointed in that. But he told me a lot about him. And since I've gotten here, I've been nothing but excited. I think him and Coach Chris are very similar in coaching styles. And I think, you know, I've seen, you know, coming into this year, we wanted to be the best secondary in the league. And I think Coach Chris has elevated his game. I think all the players have elevated the game. I think everyone in the room is, we made as a collective, we decided, let's all step up. Let's all take a step up. And I think Coach Renard was a perfect piece to that pie to make it full. So really excited to get Coach up underneath him. And, you know, hopefully we be the best secondary in the league.
Marlon, DBs are required to wear the guardian pass. You were the one wearing it out there. Why did you? Is it just you
want to give it a try? Gus is my locker mate. And I told him I'm going to hit him at some point this training camp to see if he's ready to go. So it was really just talk, but now I have the cap on, so I guess I got to stick to my word. So if I get ran over by Gus or if I knock him back, either one, don't be surprised. But that was just a joke with Gus. But I think I'm going to keep it on and maybe get a little contact this training camp. So they said you're supposed to be cooler with it on. I don't know if that's true or not, because I feel hotter today. But I am the outlier with the Guardian cap. But I don't really care too much about the look anyway, so as you see, my swag is not the best. But that was a joke with Gus. But now I got to keep it on for sure, because JK was talking smack to me on the sideline today. So I got to hit him when he comes back. I think it makes a man amongst boys for sure. I think those hot days, they're obviously really tough. I don't know if we play any South games early. I'm not sure of the schedule, but those days are always fun. They're not really fun going through them or after or the days to come, but you talk about them, they're good memories. So it's always good to get that really hot weather practices just to see, you know, it's a mental battle within each player. Mistakes go higher. You want to try to limit those. So it's really a mental game when it's those really hot days like we got, I think, Friday. I think he's set up. I to answer your question, yes. I think with T being the new QB coach, Monken coming in, the weapons we have, I think Lamar's going to be Lamar no matter what. But I think the added style, him being able to be more flexible with what Lamar wants to do. I mean, you look at the top quarterbacks in the league, they get the call, they look at everything, and they kind of make their own decisions. I think when you not necessarily take that away, but when you give that green light to your quarterback, I think things just open up tremendously, because nobody can see it better than the guy that's looking at it all. So with the new ability he can do, I think this is a great situation for Lamar, and then everybody just puts it all together, and then it'll be great.
There's unfinished business for him. Do you feel the same, especially now that you have different talent in the team, they can conquer something different this year?
Yeah, I think so. I think I've said before, you know, on paper we look great. It's just all about proving it this year. We got one of those teams where you look, there's not even really any holes. There might be a couple cracks, but there's not really any holes in any of the things we can do. There's so many guys that can just step up and fill in those cracks. And so it's all there. It's just putting it all together, earning it, and not being a paper team, being a real-life team. I think I've really noticed a change with Marcus Williams. He's being a lot more vocal this year. Hopefully, you know, as camp goes on, Kyle will get going. You know, Marcus is coaching me, yelling at me. He's coaching Kyle. He's coaching Rock. So that's – I'm better when I'm told what to do, told what to see, walk off my guy. That's just how I've been since Eric Weddle's been here, since Earl's been here, since all my safeties have been here. I want the safety to kind of put me in the right position and go like that. It was crazy that Marcus was doing it playing corner, which is crazy off the side. But I think Marcus Williams has really taken a big step with that as far as coaching guys, telling guys, holding guys accountable. So that's been a big difference this year. Thank you.